This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right.
They're playing basketball.
Quickly boarded the other way for the Redskins. Oh, what a shot. Berger on the dead run. She was clobbered from the side by a Tiger defender. Hooked it high off the glass. Somehow, miraculously, it went. And the official signals good. It counts. And that's the right call. Well, it was one you would never make in horse, I don't think.
Well, if somebody fouls you in horse, you get in a fight anyway.
Color and play-by-play of boys and girls high school basketball can be heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com, including the close shots and close games.
And look out now, Fairlog, you got it to 2-1. Here is Lessing diving into the lane. Arches up a teardrop in front, hit the rim twice. Good! It went in. Wow, it's a two-point game, 51-49. Power move by Brady, around and out, no good. Stick back is in. Brady will remove the muscle man on the board. That trip down the floor.
Did a great job of staying with the missed shot.
Open look, 15-footer in again. Sarah Pettinger, red hot. She gains another jumper.
And you will jump for joy when you hear your favorite teams. The Anna Rockets, Bodkins Trojans, Fairlawn Jets, Fort Loramie Redskins, Houston Wildcats, Jackson Center Tigers, Layman Catholic Cavaliers, Minster Wildcats, Rushi Raiders, Versailles Tigers, and Sydney Yellow Jackets. They're all winners.
And you're right. It comes down to the coaching. It comes down to the philosophy. These kids don't expect to lose. They figure out a way to do it.
Gordon Beers to the right, still behind the arc. Loops it this side of the top of the key to Gallimore. And Gallimore jumps and shoots a triple. Nothing but court. All net. It was perfect.
Nothing but net. The internet. ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's a quick retry. Left wing. Trevor Modern. Bingo! He's got it for the Raiders. Meyer in the right corner. Set. Shoots the long three ball. Anna left her open. Swish. She's got it. Fine form of that jumper by Cassie Meyer. Here is Sosby faking left, going right. Drew lets one fly. Three-point land. We could tell that one was in all the way. And it is right down through the bottom of the well.
Oh, those state championship moments and special plays.
Baseline to Dylan Cordano. Oh, look at it go. A reverse layup. What a shot by Dylan Cordano. Well, that deserves a super califragilisticexpialidocious. Good one. Both huge cheering sections of Fort Norman fans behind us and across the way are going crazy. Bedlam at the Schottenstein Center. The first state title in girls basketball for Fort Norman. Redskins win it by 15. Let the game begin here on Scores Broadcast.com. Chuck and I love what we do. We thoroughly enjoy bringing you Shelby County boys and girls basketball. We've got a passion for what we do. We hope you enjoy our webcast coverage. Let's get the party started. 25-footer, Yoskamp. Good! Good! Yoskamp rifles it a bomb.
My name is Jacqueline Sweezing, a senior cheerleader at Jackson Center High School. You are listening to ScoresBroadcast.com and the exciting basketball action of Jackson Center Tigers. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Hello once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you tonight from the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena where the Jackson Center boys attempt to gain a berth in the state Final Four by whipping Yellow Springs. It's a regional championship match. Good crowd filing in. Sea of orange across the way. Jackson Center fans on the other side. Yellow Springs folks in blue directly behind us. We expect a very good game. The Jackson Center Tigers tonight, Chuck, have to play perhaps their very best game of the year to defeat a Yellow Springs team with whom we were extremely impressed. Yellow Springs knocked off Lima Perry easily, 61-43 in a regional semifinal game. Meanwhile, Jackson Center was downing Southeastern 39-32. Both clubs had to stage very successful comebacks in winning. But I'll tell you what, Yellow Springs is extremely athletic, perhaps the most talented team Jackson Center will have faced all year long.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, Butler, this kid, left-handed, smooth, going to get in the lane, likes to take it to the basket. And Drew Sosby, who did such a great job on Burnhamus from Southeastern, is going to draw that assignment again. And then you got the big kid, Isaiah Taylor, the 6'4 senior inside. Very athletic for as big as he is. And that's going to be a battle between him and Brady Wilderman. Those two are going to be a game inside the game.
Yeah, Butler pumped in 18 points for Yellow Springs in its win over Lima Perry. Drew Sosby had 14 for Jackson Center in the Tigers' win against Southeastern. Isaiah Taylor, the big 6'4 wide body in the middle for Yellow Springs, had 11 in the Bulldogs' victory over Lima Perry. And Brady Wildermuth notched 15 in the Tigers' victory against Southeastern. The important thing that Jackson Center's got to recognize tonight, Chuck, is that Yellow Springs brings so much offensive balance to the table. Three other starters scored 7, 9, and 12 in the win by Yellow Springs over Lima Perry. That makes the Bulldogs much tougher to defend than perhaps, as I said, any team the Tigers have faced all season.
Well, Ethan DeWine had a heck of a start to the game for them. And if you lose him, he can score on you. That's a fact. They like the pressure. They were down, and they went to pressure defense to half court, start trapping. That's what brought them back. They got turnovers, got some easy baskets, and they had everything going their way. I think that the X factor tonight could possibly be the fact that, and this is not saying anything against Yellow Springs coach because I haven't seen him coach much, but there's no coach better in the state of Ohio than Scott Elkert getting the team ready for a game like this. And defensively, they're going to play as perfect a basketball game because they always do.
If Jackson Center is going to win, you're right. They'll get it done with defense first. That's a constant. Tigers have got to keep this game under 50, I would think. Keep in mind, Yellow Springs knocked off in a sectional final the highly touted Tri-Village team, which was ranked in the top couple three teams in the state all year long in boys Division IV. Yellow Springs won that by a point. Yellow Springs also avenged in the district an opening season loss to Middletown Christian, beat them by 40 in the district tournament. Yellow Springs is 20-6. That's how far the Bulldogs have come. Dropped their opener. They're on a big-time winning string here of 15 victories in 16 games. Jackson Center, red hot, too, 23-4 on the year. Yellow Springs wants to push it to 60. Jackson Center wants to keep it under 50. It's going to be a real tussle to see which club gets its way in this game tonight.
Well, we're going to be, as we always do, we're going to be looking at the fouls, because Brady Wildermuth and Drew Sosby especially cannot pick up fouls. Brady is going to be battling somebody who's not quite as tall as he is, but he's about twice as wide. And he's an athletic kid. I mean, he's not just a big kid, but he handles the ball, goes out on the perimeter. And I'm anxious to see if Brady takes it out and then puts the ball on the floor and tries to go to the basket to see if Taylor can guard him on the perimeter.
That's going to be a very interesting matchup. Three-point shots, Drew Sosby, critical. He needs to make probably four or five anyway. Ethan Zorn has got to be an X factor. He's got to knock down two or three. Kaner Butler's strength for Yellow Springs, I don't think, is shooting the three, Chuck, no. But he's a threat to shoot it, and he'll put it on the deck and take it right at you into the lane, too.
If you play off of him, he will shoot the three, but he is so quick. He's got a great whirl move, and he's left-handed, and sometimes that throws you off if you're not used to guarding somebody left-handed. It's going to be amazing to see how that battle matches up with him and Drew Sosby.
Winner of this game advances on to the state Final Four and plays in a semifinal match at the Schottenstein Center at the Ohio State University next Friday, Chuck, at 2 o'clock.
At 2 o'clock.
Yep, next Friday at 2 would be the state semi for the winner of tonight's game. Jackson Center girls, after a great tourney run, bowed out today, losing to Fostoria St. Wendland by a final score of 47-37. Tigers were within three beyond the midway point of the third quarter at 26-23, hit a cold patch. Meanwhile, Fostoria St. Wendland managed to get the ball inside to the big 6'5 star, Cameron Troike. She wound up with 24. Jackson Center simply had no answer to offset the height of the 6'5" player. Now you play 4-on-4, take out the big girl, and Jackson Center clearly is the better basketball team. But I give the All-Stater Troike a lot of credit, averaging 25 points a game on the year, more than 13 rebounds per game on the year. She was just simply too much for the Jackson Center girls to cope with today. But all kinds of credit to head coach Scott Dosick, his staff, the Jackson Center players, the community. A fantastic season. Just a great campaign, winding up 21-8. A season to remember for the young ladies. Three superb seniors, Nicole Folk, Pauline Meyer, and Peyton Essen.
They were so much fun to watch.
Yep.
And get to watch them win a state championship in volleyball and then go out there on that floor with the shot today. I mean, that just tells you what kind of athletes they are, what kind of competitors they are. And I'm not a Jackson Center person. I'm not from there. But I'm really proud of them and what they did.
And we're so tickled that the Ohio High School Athletic Association moved the start for this game tonight back to 8 o'clock, because everybody needed a full 2 hours and then some to fight the traffic to leave to Columbus around 5 or 5:10 or so to get here before 7:30. 8 o'clock tip, thank you very much, OHSAA. If this is a 7 o'clock tip, Jackson Center fans missed the first half.
Yeah, well, we do too. We do too.
So many thanks to our grand underwriting sponsors making the webcast of the Jackson Center Tigers possible here tonight. It's a big game. It's a regional championship, Boys Division 4. The winner moves on to Columbus next Friday. American Architectural Glass, located in Fort Loramie on Elm Street, formerly in Clayton. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body Car Star on Stolly in Sydney. New location in Troy on North Chapel Hill. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around.
these additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, from Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finish in 2 years, go one night a week. Bookman's in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. And also thanks to the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food is not in-between, it's out of this world. The in-between, our pre-game sponsor. Starting lineups, opening tip upcoming, Jackson Center, Yellow Springs on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkins, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about in-between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the in-between tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the in-between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the in-between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the in-between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the in-between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-between those tasty bites.
The food at the in-between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkins, 25 and 274.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
U.S. Bank provides custom solutions to help you grow your business. Whether you've just started in a friend's apartment.
What do you mean there's no printer?
Or opened your first office.
We have a printer.
Or maybe you've opened a new location.
We have so many printers.
You'll have a business banker there to guide you every step of the way. Visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back here to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Jack Kramer, Chuck McKee, regional championship game, boys division 4, 23-4 Jackson Center, 20-6 Yellow Springs. Both rosters being introduced, then we'll have the starting lineups momentarily. I'd like to remind you that we're on the air here tonight thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom foam products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Trish's in Sydney. That's your favorite thing. Thanks as well to the Sydney Daily News. The Sydney Daily News with the best local sports page coverage around. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in and near McCartyville with on-time high-tech computer solutions. And Wells Brothers Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions, excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers Inc. Starting lineups being introduced now for both teams for the Jackson Center Tigers in the road black, orange numbers outlined in white. Gavin Boozer at a guard, 6 feet tall, a senior. Drew Sosby, averaging 23.5 points a game, 6'1", a senior, at a wing position. Ethan Zorn, 6'2", a senior, opens up at a guard. Also in the opening five is Bryce Sosby. Bryce stands at 5'11". He is a sophomore. And Brady Wildermuth in the middle. Wildermuth, 19.5 points a game, 6'6", and a junior. He's got to come up even bigger tonight than he has in recent games. He's had a marvelous junior season. Drew Sosby, a standout senior season for the Jackson Center Tigers.
Yellow Springs opening five is as follows. Gaynor Butler, 14 points a game, 6'2", a senior. Devin Perry, 6'1", a senior, averaging 8 points a game. Ethan DeWine, 6'1", a senior, at a wing position. Jonathan Clark, 6'3", a senior, at a wing. And at center, Isaiah Taylor, 6 feet, 4 inches tall, a senior, averaging just under 13 points a game. He is a behemoth on the inside, but he's athletic, nimble. He's large, Chuck, but I tell you what, he moves around extremely well. He will be unlike any player, I think, Brady Wildermuth has ever gone up against one-on-one in the post.
I would think so. I mean, he will go out on the perimeter, but when you flip that around, I don't think Butler's ever seen anybody 6'6 that can go to the basket like Brady Wildermuth does.
And it will be interesting to see if Brady does a little testing of Isaiah Taylor with some foul line jump shots early on to try to bring him out away from the basket. Yellow Springs fans behind us, the Bulldog mascot down to our left, Jackson Center crowd across the way, and we see the Tiger mascot all decked out. He's growling down to our right. Tigers win the opening tap. Brady Wildermuth's got the ball in the right corner. He circles to the head of the key, out of Drew Sosby. Top of the circle, right side pass to Ethan Zorn. Looks for the cutter on the interior, no one home. Now Drew Sosby comes out to catch. Ethan DeWine guards him. Sosby spin move, foul line. Open look, short on the jumper. Rebound Isaiah Taylor for Yellow Springs. Outlet pass to Butler. Butler gives it up to DeWine. Now Isaiah Taylor on top. Nearly traveled, gave it up to Clark. Here's DeWine, 25 feet away. Man-to-man, as always, from Jackson Center. Deep in the right corner, it's Butler. Ball high overhead. Andrew Sosby reaches in, steals, knocks it away. It's loose, it rolls to Boozer, and the Tigers have got it. Yep, one theft already by the Tigers. Good defense, first possession against Yellow Springs. Here's Ethan Zorn, top of the circle. Checked there by Clark. This Yellow Springs team is not thin. It's a thick club. They're athletic. They move fast up and down the floor, and they've got body size. Shot fake Wildermuth. Brady enters the lane, banks in a 10-footer to get the scoring underway for the Jackson Center Tigers.
That makes up for the couple that rolled around on the rim on him early in the game on Tuesday night.
And Drew Sosby for Jackson Center when he clawed the ball away from Yellow Springs. Last trip down the floor by the Bulldogs. May have torn the edge of a fingernail or the tip end of a finger. A little blood has been exposed, and he's got to go to the bench momentarily.
I'm looking to see. Hopefully they're not messing with his shooting hand. Looks like it's his left hand.
On the floor now for Jackson Center is Trent Platfoot. Platfoot checks in for Sosby, who's out momentarily. Trent, the 5'11 freshman. Yep, we'll see if the Tigers can weather the storm here with Drew Sosby on the bench. 2-0 Jackson's quarter. Isaiah Taylor's got the ball in the right corner. Ball rotated on top. Then weave to Butler. Foul line extended right. Short on the 16-footer. Rebound down to Ethan Zorn of Jackson Center. Zorn, forecourt. Now to Brady Wildermuth, 25 feet away. To Zorn on top. Zorn, let's go with three from there. Too hard, no good. Rebound pinball to right corner. Saved by Platfoot. He's double-teamed, extricates himself from trouble, gives it to Boozer. Tigers still have it. Missed shot by Jackson Center, but a good recovery in the corner.
Good hustle by the freshman.
Yep, Platfoot ran it down, gave it up to Wildermuth. Deep left corner, Zorn, who guns a three ball. Off to the right, no good. Rebound jerked off the glass in backcourt by Isaiah Taylor of Yellow Springs, which is yet to score in 2.5 minutes. On top to DeWine. He's guarded there by Bryce Sosby. Left flank to Butler, mid-post Taylor, backs down Wildermuth, leans in, shoots it short from 8 feet, gets the rebound back. He's tied up momentarily, dishes to DeWine, a running one-hander, banked too hard, no good. Loose ball below the basket, and coming out of there with it is Bryce Sosby. He's on the dead run, down the floor to Boozer, out back to Bryce for a long, high-arching floater, off the rim, no good, and then hit the clock above the backboard. Out of bounds to Yellow Springs. Score stands 2-0. Jackson Center leads the scoring pace of the game right now, Chuck, in the Tigers' advantage.
It is, but Jackson's getting some good looks at it. They need to knock some shots down.
Yep. DeWine midcourt gives it up to Butler, 25 feet away. Yellow Springs yet to notch a field goal. Here's Taylor on the arc, left flank. Puts it on the deck, goes between the legs on the dribble. Bounce pass intercepted by Zorn. Tigers defense has been suffocating so far. Outlet to Drew Sosby, who's back into Wildermuth. Down the floor, reverse left-hand layup, got it.
They beat Taylor down the floor that time, and that's why they got that shot as easily as they did.
4-0 in favor of Jackson Center. Butler on the arc, weaves with Taylor. Here's Butler, fadeaway, 8-footer in the paint, short, no good, rebounding foul over the back, Yellow Springs. Very slow start to this game, Chuck, for the Bulldogs.
Teams don't know. They can watch it, but they don't know what it's like to play against this defense until they get out there and attempt to run their offense against it.
It is intense. More than that, it's sticky. I call it sticky, Chuck. It begins to drive you crazy on offense.
That's the kind of defense I absolutely hated to play against, coach or play.
Tigers defense will frustrate you, just as it did against Southeastern, which scored 9 points in the regional semi over the entire second half. And no field goals in the fourth quarter. Here's pressure by Yellow Springs. 4:20 left in the first. Ball inbounded to Wildermuth, and he walks it up over the timeline. Taylor meets him at the top of the circle. Steve Grasso, head coach of Yellow Springs, looks on. He's a Fairmont High grad. Long three-pointer, right wing, Drew Sosby, glanced off the iron, kicked out of bounds in the corner of the court. Head coach Scott Elkert shakes his head. He'd love to have another bucket or two. Tigers have had the looks to have scored 8 or 10 in this game. Here's Isaiah Taylor, 25 feet away, puts it on the deck against Wildermuth. Got away with a walk in the lane, fed it to Butler, baseline right. Little six-footer babied it, barely grazed iron, rebound down to Drew Sosby. He's on the giddy-up, skips to the foul line, shot fake, fadeaway 10-footer off to the left, no good. Rebound Taylor, foul on the arm against Jackson Center.
Boy, they're getting good looks, just not dropping.
Jackson Center's had the chances in this game to have bolted to a 10 or 12-0 lead. Still up 4-0. Yellow Springs can't find the range either. In fact, the Bulldogs have been shut out.
I'll tell you what, and watch for the call. Taylor shuffles his feet every time he makes a move.
Yep, he sure does. 3.5 to go, first quarter. Here's DeWine, 30 feet away. Gives it up out back to Perry. Perry to Butler. He tries to light one up with 3-point land and does. No, he was straddling the arc, giving two. Kane or Butler for Yellow Springs gets a deuce. A lengthy 2-point shot, first field goal for Yellow Springs. And it came with 3:14 to go in the first quarter. 4-2 Tigers. Drew Sosby deep in the right corner. Gives it up to Brady Wildermuth, who squares against Isaiah Taylor. Takes him on the run into the lane. Left it short, no good. Rebound Keener, Butler, Bulldogs. Bounce pass up the floor, intercepted by Boozer. Cross court to Bryce Sosby. Jackson Center with several steals already. Here's Bryce carving out space into the lane. Goes to Boozer. Out back to Zorn. 17-footer. Bingo! Ethan Zorn on target. 6-2, Jackson Center leads, 2:30 left to go, first quarter. Yellow Springs in the forecourt. It is DeWine, 30 feet away now to Butler. Butler picked up by Zorn at the 3-point mark. Butler gets a screen from Taylor. Butler down the lane, rolling and twirling up and in. Great drive by Butler. Boy, he's fast, very quick on his feet.
Also, if you're allowed to travel, that makes you even better.
Looked like he might have spun and walked a little bit. No call, though. Sometimes your feet are quicker than the eye. Deep right corner, Zorn on top, Sosby. Foul line extended right. Hits a 16-footer. 8-4, Jackson Center. 1:50 left to go, first quarter. Here comes DeWine over the timeline for Yellow Springs. DeWine hangs on between the circles. High screen from Butler. Left corner, it's Perry. Picked up by Drew Sosby. Out back to Butler. Shot fake. Dropped it on the deck once. Picked it up. Enters the lane. Running hook shot is good by Kaner Butler. At athletic move, unorthodox, but he can make them like that. 8-6 as Brady Wildermuth shot fake. Holy blitz, Taylor, a blow by. Good! Well done by Brady Wildermuth. What's the foul at the rim? Brady Wildermuth, Chuck, got Isaiah Taylor off his feet, 18 feet from the goal, and just whipped him to the basket. Flipped one in off the backboard. He used glass. He was nicked on the arm as he laid it through. And Jackson Center's up 10-6. Brady at the strike.
The referee got confused. He looked over here at this table and started giving, because there's two scorers' tables here.
Brady Wildermuth for a three-point play. High-arching foul shot is in. 11-6 in favor of the Tigers. Minute 16 to go in the first quarter. Butler, forecourt right. Fakes left, goes right. Long three-point shot. Yellow Springs way off the mark. Saved inbounds by Taylor to Perry. Perry to Butler at the foul line. Butler's been hot. Step back, two-pointer, 16-footer. Bullseye, he's got it.
Well, they may have to move Sosby. Right now, Zorn's guarding him. They may have to move Sosby over there.
11-8, Jackson Center with three. Brady Wildermuth on the arc. 48 seconds to go, first quarter. Zorn in the corner. Now Brady. Foul line. Spins right around Taylor. Shot blocked by Butler at the basket. Wildermuth whipped Taylor, but Butler, with secondary defense down inside, tipped the ball away. 11-8, Jackson Center. Yellow Springs down three. 30 seconds to go, first quarter. Deep right corner, Taylor, a left-hand triple. Bangs off the iron, no good. Quick shot by Yellow Springs to Jackson Center's advantage.
Well, I think they can live with him shooting that three all day long.
Indeed. 18 seconds to go in the first. Midcourt, Sosby on the bounce. Looks at the clock. 10, 9. Perry guarding Sosby. Right side pass to Zorn into the top of the key. One of the pick and roll. It's not there. Shoots it and hits it. Zorn with a second to go. It's a triple. 22-footer by Zorn. With 1 second remaining in the first quarter of play, the Tigers get red hot down the stretch in the first 8 minutes and lead by 6-1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson Athletic Trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. 14-8, Jackson Center leads Yellow Springs after a quarter. Regional championship game. The winner advances to a state semifinal at 2 o'clock next Friday. Inside pass to Isaiah Taylor of Yellow Springs to start the second period, and Brady Wildermuth blocks it away. Good defense by Brady. Here come the Tigers. Bryce Sosby into the forecourt to Drew. Drew, head of the key, gets a screen from Zorn. Right wing, Brady. Fakes left, goes right. Beats Taylor to the spot. Shot blocked by Taylor. Into the hands of Perry. Here comes Yellow Springs. Quickly down the court. Perry glides into the corner. Back out to Taylor. Now DeWine. Deep right side, Clark. Straight away, Perry. Here's Clark sizing up the three. Doesn't let it go. Number four's got it. That's Kaner Butler, still being guarded by Zorn. Ethan gets a hand on it, knocks it away. Taylor gets it, stolen again by Zorn. Against Taylor, driving layup, yes! 16-8, Jackson Center. The defense for the Tigers, very tenacious, forcing numerous steals so far. Here's Perry, 30 feet out. On top, it goes to Clark, into the post to Taylor. He bowls his way down inside against Wildermuth and attracts a two-shot foul. Looked like Brady might have gotten clean leather up top.
Well, I'll tell you, not only that, He chops his feet every time he catches the ball. He chops his feet when he makes his move. They need to call that.
6:47 to go in the second quarter. Free throw by Isaiah Taylor is in. 16-9, Tigers lead. Biggest advantage had been 16-8. Seconds ago, second free throw by Taylor. That was the first foul on Wildermuth. Taylor hits another. 16-10. He's a good foul shooter.
Taylor's got good touch at the free throw line, no doubt about it.
Sure does. 6:41 left to go here in the second quarter. 6-point lead, Jackson Center. Here's Zorn twirling into the top of the key. Look for Wildermuth on the pick and roll. He wasn't there. On top to Platfoot. He's tackled. Fouled on the play by DeWine of Yellow Springs. It's a common personal. Inbounding now, Jackson Center right in front of us. Bryce Sosby has the honors. Bryce looking. Wants to go to Drew at the timeline. It's fed to him. Perry on Drew Sosby. Foul stripe, doesn't shoot. Good bounce pass, and it's tied to Brady. He goes to work around two players up and in. By that time, Chuck, Isaiah Taylor was not on Brady Wildermuth.
We can't guard him. He's not quick enough to guard him. That's the problem. But if he can come over and help, that's probably what they're thinking at this point.
Help side defense by Perry from Yellow Springs. It didn't work. Now here's Taylor, baseline right, and he lost the basketball. Trying to make a move toward the rim, it just simply flopped out of his hands. Picked up by Jackson Center, and as Brady Wildermuth drops down the floor, he is shouldered at the timeline. A collision occurs.
It's 14 fouls.
Four on the team. James Browning has been in the last minute now for Yellow Springs. Browning, the 6'3 sophomore, has had the assignment of trying to check out Brady Wildermuth. And Browning is much shorter than Isaiah Taylor,
but he's quicker. And that's what they were having trouble with right there.
A couple inches shorter, not as much bulk. Here's a long three ball. Blackfoot, Jackson Center, and he burns Yellow Springs with a 23-footer. Warwick Blackfoot is knocking it down. The Tigers are in business. Timeout, Bulldogs, 5:37 left to go in the second quarter. 21-10, Jackson Center in the lead on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.oh.com.
We have 5 minutes, 37 seconds left to be played here in quarter number 2. Jackson Center has put the whammy on Yellow Springs. Tigers playing excellent defense and a hot hand being exhibited right now by a few different players for the Orange and Black who lead this game by 11. Here's an inside pass to Taylor. Taylor traveled with the basketball. Yep. Well, we have noticed that, Chuck. He shuffles both feet when he gets his back to the basket on the block. And Brady Wildermuth just stays right on his hip, forces him to go left and right, and by then, he has taken steps.
I would have had 3 other calls on him.
21-10, Jackson Center in the lead. Sosby's got the ball in the right corner. On top to Brady Wildermuth, shot fake into the lane, back to the basket, and we've got an offensive foul on Brady by the off official, and that could be number 2 on him, right? Or was the first one on him?
That is his second.
Wow. Yep, Brady used the forearm to fend off the defender. And with an 11-point lead, Chuck, you can spell him for a while.
Yeah, they need to let him sit. They can't afford that third one.
Here comes DeWine into the forecourt to Clark. Left side to Perry. Into the post to Taylor. Back to the basket. Cross court, Clark, shot fake, baseline, wraparound pass beneath the basket, kicked out by Jackson Center. 4:50 left to be played here in the first half of the game. Jackson Center up 11, biggest spread of the night, 21-10 right now. Butler deep in the right corner to Taylor, baseline. Oh, he collides with a good defender for Jackson Center, who set up shop down low. It was Ethan Zorn. And Taylor gave him the shoulder bump into the chest. Zorn flopped. There was a lot of contact. Referee had to call it.
I'll tell you what, I think that they're about the same size as the girl today from Fostoria. They might be twins.
Isaiah Taylor is a big man. He picked up his first personal foul. Tigers now with a chance to go up 13 or 14. Here's Drew Sosby, 25 feet away. Baseline against DeWine. Neat wraparound pass into the lane. And on the arc to Platfoot. Platfoot to Bryce. Shot fake to Bryce. Foul line. Ducks under. Fades away. Scores! 15-footer. Bryce Sosby. He and Platfoot have connected. And the Tigers are up 13. 4:10 to go. Here's a long, long three-pointer by Taylor. The big man appears to be frustrated. He launched from out back. Way off. Rebound Jackson Center. Here comes Bryce Sosby. They head to Flatfoot. Adam Boozer, 25 feet out. Cross court it goes on the play to Zorn. Whistles it near side to Flatfoot. Takes his man into the lane. Now Zorn, 22-footer. Good! Jackson Center is blistering the nylon. 26-10 Tigers. 3:40 to go in the second quarter. And we got pushing away from the action against Jackson Center. And it goes against Drew Sosby. Boy, that was a ticky-tack off-ball foul.
Tigers foul number 5. Drew Sosby, his first.
It happened right in front of the referee, Chuck.
He obviously saw something.
Yeah, no choice but to call it. It was 4 feet from him. Inbounds below the basket. Ball lobbed in out back to Perry. Perry into the paint. It is a guard who went down low. Butler caught it right beneath the net.
Sosby got his second foul.
And Drew Sosby, checking him from the rear, got called for hooking. He and Wildermuth, two each. 3:31 still to go, second quarter. Lead of 16. Good inbounds pass to Butler. Butler low on the left, muscles in at Deuce. Good play, Yellow Springs off the inbound. 26-12 in favor of Jackson Center. 3:19 to go, first half. Tigers may want to slow it down. Milk clock. Compress the second quarter with two players in foul trouble. No, they don't. It goes to Drew Sosby. He posts up low on the right. Fades away, around and out on the 10-footer. Rebound punched out by the Tigers. 3:04 to go in the second quarter. Jackson Center up 14. It was 16. 26-10. Last field goal, Yellow Springs by Butler. He has been the only menace offensively for Yellow Springs against Jackson Center so far. Here's Clark on the arc. Coming out to catch is Butler, 25 feet away. Shake and bake move. Now goes right corner, Clark. He guns the three, overshot it. Weak side rebound, Taylor. He muscles up for two. It's good. Isaiah Taylor got the strong offensive stick back. Tiger fans wanted a foul over the top or a charge. Yellow Springs fans say that Jackson Center flopped. There was no whistle. 26-14. Tigers up 12. 2:20 to be played here in the second quarter. Here's Drew Sosby in the middle of the offense now with Brady Wildermuth out. Timeout called by head coach Scott Elkert of Jackson Center with the Tigers on top at 12, 26-14, and 2:12 to be played here in quarter number two. Goffney Furniture in Sydney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right for you. Go to the website for even more savings. Take advantage of the $25 off coupon at goffneyfurniture.com. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. Goffney Furniture, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. For your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high-quality furniture priced just right. Great savings at Goffney. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Goffney Furniture. Go to the website for even more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Two straight buckets by Yellow Springs. Bulldogs have shaved a 16-point Jackson Center lead down to 12. Just over two to play here in the second quarter. Tigers with a new offensive look. Here is Bryce Sosby with the ball to Zorn at the foul line. He squares up, shoots the 15-footer. Oh, it hit the rim four times and came out. Tough break. Looked like it was down in twice. Snapped away. Yellow Springs got the rebound. Here's Butler into Taylor. Zorn on him. Taylor twisting, turning right in front. Leads in. Little three-footer is good. Isaiah Taylor used his shoulder to create space between him and Zorn.
If you're allowed to drop your shoulder and knock somebody off, I could score on him.
26-16, Yellow Springs with six straight. Here is Zorn foul line, right wing Drew Sosby, thought about the three, didn't take it. Minute 20 left to go first half. Tigers up 10, 26-16. Six straight by Yellow Springs. Here's Zorn foul line. To Drew Sosby, open look, 21-footer, off the back iron, no good. Rebound far corner, Blackfoot saves it. There you go. Blackfoot to Zorn. Right wing Bryce Sosby. Back to Zorn, now to Drew. Shot fake into the lane, 13-footer, hit the back rim, no good. Rebound Clark for Yellow Springs. 52 seconds to go, up ahead to Butler. Butler against Zorn. Butler drives him, defensive foul, Jackson Center. That's the team sixth. 48 seconds to go, second quarter. Yellow Springs, Chuck, has taken the momentum away from Jackson Center here in the last two or three minutes.
Well, with Wildermuth picking up his second, and then Sosby picking up his second, but he has to leave him out there. And thirdly, Yellow Springs has gone to that half-court trap that they did set, came back against Lima Perry with.
Here is Butler deep in the right corner. They clear out for him. Lobs to Taylor, mid-post, 12 feet away. Cross-court to Clark for a three. Ball overshot it. Weak side rebound, Zorn. Nice save. Inbounds to Bryce Sosby. Backcourt to Drew. Let's see if the Tigers try their best to play for one. 25 seconds to go, second quarter. The lead for Jackson Center, 10, 26-16. Right side pass to Blackfoot. Back to Sosby. Now Blackfoot. He hangs on 30 feet out, 12 seconds to go. Blackfoot dribbles through the top of the key, near side to Zorn, six to play. Here's Sosby, guarded by DeWine, 25 feet away. Sosby drives down the right side of the lane. Wild shot deflected. What do we have? Maybe a foul on Yellow Springs on the shot. No time on the clock. Let's see if Drew Sosby gets two free throws with time expired here in the second quarter. Yep, he does. That's a big break for the Tigers. Looked like a pretty clean play up top. Drew Sosby throws the free throw around and out. No good. 26-16. Tigers still but 10. Drew has worked awful hard in this game. He did sit for a minute and a half with two fouls. He cans this free throw. And Jackson Center is up 11 at intermission, 27-16. Who would have thought the Tigers would have rattled off 27 points in two quarters of play? But they have hot shooting, especially in period number two. Tigers lead it by 11 after at one point owning a 16-point advantage. The winner moves on to the state Final Four next Friday at 2. The Tigers right now in command by 11 over a very explosive Yellow Springs team. So many thanks to Brookins in Fort Loramie. It's been a fixture in that downtown community for a long while. Brookins has many old local photos of sports teams on the walls right beside the pics of the current Redskin teams. Well, nowadays, Brookins is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins, the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, anniversaries, birthdays, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. The spacious second floor is open, too.
with over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around. There's no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street, on the web at Brookins-USA.com. That's Brookins, BRUCKENS-USA.com. Our Wilson Sports Medicine halftime report upcoming in a moment. 11-point lead, Jackson Center at the break on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambow Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, 27-16. Jackson Center leads Yellow Springs at the half. The winner advances to the state Final Four next Friday at 2. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck, some hot shooting from the entire Jackson Center unit.
Well, it's just the opposite of what you normally look at in a scorebook when Jackson's playing. They've got five young men that have scored on the other side. Yellow Springs only has two players that have scored for them in the first half. It's 11-9 rebounding advantage for the Bulldogs, 3-2 on the offensive boards. Here's an impressive stat. Yellow Springs turned it six times. Jackson doesn't have a turnover in the first half. They were 2-3 from the free throw line. Yellow Springs 2-2 from the free throw line. Butler scored 10 and Taylor 6. That was their 16 points in the first half. They scored 8 and 8. On the other side, Ethan Zorn has 10. Brady Rodemuth 9. 3 each from Drew Sosby and Trent Platfoot. 2 from Bryce Sosby. They scored 14 and 13. 27-16 at the half, Tigers.
I would say that most everything has gone right for Jackson Center, Chuck. It would be perfect if Sosby and Wildermuth had just one foul apiece. They both had two.
Well, that hurt them in the beginning, because Brady sat almost the entire second quarter after scoring 9 points. Drew, he's doing a good job. They had to move him over onto Butler, who had 8 in the first quarter, ended up with 10 for the half. And Isaiah Taylor, so far they're doing a pretty good job on him with 6 points.
That is an exceptionally good job on Isaiah Taylor. Extraordinary. He does shuffle his feet a little bit. He's quite physical down inside. He seemed to get frustrated in that second quarter. Popped out, took a long, long shot. That's not like him. Tigers lead is 11. It was 16. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. The winner advances to the state Final Four next Friday at 2. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later. And Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Frisch's Haddock is back with an all-new seafood market platter. Last time we sold out of this tender whitefish, leaving some people longing for the classic taste, breaded fresh and prepared to order. Our haddock comes with sides, a roll, and our world-famous tartar sauce. Or try it in our new seafood market platter. Just $9.99 gets you haddock, 6 butterfly shrimp, and your choice of 2 delicious sides, served with that signature tartar sauce. Hungry yet? Don't miss it. Get to your neighborhood Frisch's today.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Halftime at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, 27-16, Jackson Center ahead by 11 over Yellow Springs. It's a boys' Division IV regional championship game. A lot on the line. The winner moves on to the state Final Four next Friday at 2. Now, our student-athlete spotlight segment is always brought to you by LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center. LaCal wants us to promote student academic success here on ScoresBroadcast.com, and that we do by highlighting our highly successful seniors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Young men who will graduate this coming spring. Players on the floor who have performed extremely well, and they have been well-rounded student-athletes performing in the classroom quite well, too. Seniors for Jackson Center, Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn, they'll be missed. Two outstanding players for the Jackson Center Tigers. Very good players, outstanding students. How do you replace those two young men? Fine ambassadors.
No.
Great ambassadors for Jackson Center and good representatives of the Jackson Center community. Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn under the spotlight tonight, thanks to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, LaCal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
LaCal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
And thank you so much to some new underwriting sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum Products. So many thanks to Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze Company, and to Doug Borchers and all the staff and associates at Superior Aluminum. Also, Primary Eye Care Associates on the web at primaryeyecare.org, with offices in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. Open weeknights and Saturday mornings. New patients being accepted. Most insurance plans being taken. PrimaryEyeCare.org.
taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates. Second half just underway. Quick three by Yellow Springs to start the third quarter. Way off. Jackson Center runs the floor. Beautiful 3-on-2 break. Drew Sosby right down the middle. Hits Brady Willemoo for a driving layup. He scores. And then after an interception by Jackson Center at midcourt on the 40-foot pass up the floor by Yellow Springs, Drew Sosby is yanked down and fouled. And the Tigers have gotten back the momentum, Chuck. They may have lost late in that second quarter.
Helps having that big kid right there in front of us out there on the floor.
Big 6'6 junior Brady Wildermuth with two fouls on the hardwood to start play here in the third quarter. 29-16, Jackson Center up 13. Brady Wildermuth, top of the key, now to Drew Sosby. Sosby looks to Ethan Zorn. Now back to Drew on top. Defense by Yellow Springs. Appears to be a zone at the moment, Chuck. Here's a travel violation far side of the floor on Bryce Sosby.
I got to see somebody cut through first. I mean, they're playing inside. They're standing, but I didn't see anybody cut to see.
Clearly a sagging man-to-man.
They turned the ball twice after not turning it at all in the first half. They turned it twice in the first minute.
That's an amazing feat by the Tigers. Flawless floor game. First two quarters, 6:52 to go. Here in the second, 13-point lead for Jackson Center. Or I should say in the third quarter, second half. Here's Butler, baseline drive. Drew Sosby reaches in, hits a paw on the ball, strikes it away. Loose ball picked up by Taylor, though, of Yellow Springs. On the arc to Perry. High arching three off to the right. Good rebound, Ethan Zorn, as he skied for that one. 6.5 to go here in the third quarter. Drew Sosby gliding down the lane. Flips it up with the left hand. Missed it. What a rebound. Brady Wildermuth. Good. And he's fouled. Counted plus one. Jackson Center up to 15, 31, 16. A free throw here by Brady would restore the Tigers' biggest lead of 16. That took place in the second. Free throw. Brady Wildermuth. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. It's on the way, bouncing around, coming off the front. Clark jerks down the rebound for Yellow Springs, up to DeWine. Right side pass to Butler, whipped into the left corner to Perry. Perry to Clark, fakes the three, into Taylor. Taylor got away with a walk, left-hand hook shot, a beauty. Well done, Isaiah Taylor drops one in. 31-18. Jackson Center leads, 5:58 to go in the third. Drew Sosby, Gavin Boozer, skip pass, cross court to Drew. Isaiah Taylor way out on Sosby. Drew Sosby, 28-footer, high off the back flange. Wow, that was NBA range. It hit the rim, caromed out to Clark of Yellow Springs. 13-point lead, Jackson Center. 5.5 to go in the third. Baseline left, Butler. Backs down, Drew Sosby goes to work on it. Little left-hand J from 7 feet, got it. Drew Sosby's got two fouls. Brady Wildermuth's got two fouls. Yellow Springs wants to isolate on those two men. Here's Brady in the paint. He goes to work on Isaiah Taylor. He's double-teamed. Heaves it back out to Boozer. Boozer to Drew Sosby. Shot fake. Now Brady faked the three-pointer. Picked up the pivot foot. He walked. 31-20. Jackson Center by 11.
With five. Nice to see that they know what a travel is anyway.
And Brady did leave the floor too soon with that pivot foot. 5:12 to go here in the third. Tigers ahead by 11. Over the timeline, it is DeWine for Yellow Springs. Right side pass to Butler. Butler on the dribble, back to the basket. Now Taylor 30 feet away. Right corner dish to Joe Plummer, who's in off the bench now, 6'2 junior. Plummer to Taylor, right corner, 15 feet out. Goes to work on Brady Wildermuth. Spins, can't drive. Cross court pass, picked off by Zorn. Zorn 1-on-2, look at him go. Left it short, stick back through Sosby, no. Long rebound taken down by Plummer. 3-on-1 Yellow Springs. DeWine missed it, but a foul on Jackson Center. And the Bulldogs with an opportunity now to cut into the lead and make it a 9-point game.
Jackson Center foul number 12. His first, team first.
DeWine shooting two here for Yellow Springs. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. 11-point spread.
make it 10. DeWine connects at the stripe. 31-21. Jackson Center leads by 10. Head coach Scott Elkert up to our right. Head coach Steve Grasso up to our left. Each shouting instructions as Clark flips in free throw number two. And it's a 31-22 game now. 9-point difference. Jackson Center had led by 15 about 90 seconds ago. Here's Brady Willemuth spinning top of the key. Left side to Bryce Sosby. Sosby retreats. Picked up tightly on the arc. On a weave to Platfoot. Near side to Zorn. Isaiah Taylor guarding Zorn now. 25 feet from the basket. It does appear to be a Yellow Springs man-to-man. The matchups are interesting. Perry guarding Sosby. And what do we have? A holding foul down inside against Yellow Springs. Team foul three on the Bulldogs.
They called that on Perry. He had a death grip on Willerman.
4:10 to go here in the third quarter. Baseline right of the basket. Set to throw in is Sosby. Lobs it way back out to Zorn. Zorn 30 feet away. Right wing Sosby. Sosby starts in, pulls up, missed a shot off the back flange. Rebound Isaiah Taylor. Yellow Springs a chance to nibble away further and cut it to 7 or even 6. Here's Taylor. Here's Perry. 3:52 to go, third quarter. Deep right corner handling the ball is Tony Marinelli in off the bench. Joe Plummer's got it. Out back Marinelli, a three try, rattled out, no good. Rebounded by Wildermuth. Back court to Sosby. Tigers up 9, 3.5 to go here in the third. Yellow Springs missed a big opportunity, that trip down. Into the right corner, Sosby. Baseline pass, Wildermuth mid-post. Ducks under against Taylor and attracts a two-shot foul. And it was all ball up on top, but a lot of body down around the waist as Brady Wildermuth got hit on the play. Two free throws for Brady.
That was three fouls on Taylor.
3:22 to go in the third. Here's the free throw by Brady Wildermuth. It's in. Brady connects. 32-22, 10-point lead in favor of Jackson Center. Second shot upcoming for Brady Wildermuth. Yellow Springs trying to make a comeback march. Jackson Center trying to stand tall. Wildermuth, 1 of 2 at the stripe, short on the second. It's a 10-point game. 3:12 to go, third quarter. Here's a drive into the paint. Off balance is Butler, fouled on the floor. He was grabbed before he went up. Baseline right of the basket. It'll be inbounded on the play by Butler of Yellow Springs, which trails by 10. Tigers lead it 32-22. Biggest bulge was 26-10 in the second quarter of play. Here's a weave into the lane by Taylor. Gives it up on the plate to DeWine. A floater in the paint. A runner. Got it. Nicely done. What do we have below the basket after the made shot? Pushing on Zorn. It's ruled a foul on Jackson Center as the ball went through the net. And Yellow Springs will retain possession. 8-point game. This could be a huge swing, a 4-point play in a sense. 3:05 to go in the third. 8-point lead, Tigers. And again, shoving away from the ball. What do we have? Wildermuth flops. A lot of contact there. Uh-oh. It goes on Brady. This is one of the poorest officiated games I've ever watched. And Bryce Sosby and Brady Wildermuth get hit with two dead ball fouls. Two dead ball contact fouls on Jackson Center with the clock not moving. 3:05 left to go, third quarter. Tigers up 8. Timeout Jackson Center on scores, broadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Digman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
Well, Brady Wildermuth was tagged with foul number 3. And that was a tough one to take, Chuck, because the ball wasn't even on the floor. The referee was giving it to the player out of bounds for Yellow Springs to throw in. Now it's Butler on top to Taylor. 3 minutes even to go in the third quarter. Jackson Center up 8. Oh, here's Butler handing off to a teammate and backing down into the lane goes Plummer. Offensive foul on Yellow Springs. And the Bulldog fans don't like it. Yellow Springs crowd.
That was not a good call.
Clearly moving was
not a good call.
Jackson Center defender was retreating. So we've had a series of questionable foul calls in the last 20 seconds or so. Yep, Yellow Springs did not get the deficit down to 6. It's still 8. Here's Wildermuth in the right corner. Hands off on the play to Drew Sosby. Ducks under Taylor around him. Lays it up. In and out. Oh, my goodness. It circled the rim 3 times. Stellar move by Drew. He just couldn't finish. 2.5 to go in the third. Butler lobs down inside to Plummer. Around the defender. Plummer scores. And Drew. What a ball game. Yellow Springs within 6. 32-26. What a great move by Plummer off the bench for Yellow Springs. He sliced between 2 Tiger defenders. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Yellow Springs has clipped 10 points off the Tiger lead. Here's Jordan in the lane. Squares up, shoots over Taylor. No good. Good feed to Drew Sosby. Tigers couldn't finish. Here's Butler, top of the circle for the Bulldogs. Down the lane. Twisting, turning to the rack. He's got it. Yellow Springs down 4. A minute 31 to go, third quarter. Bryce Sosby, top of the circle. Tigers once led 26-10. An 18-6 run by Yellow Springs. Here's Drew Sosby, 30 feet away. Here's off into the corner. Bounce pass, Brady Wildermuth down low. Double team, nearly fouled. And he's bumped and knocked to the floor. Number 5 on Yellow Springs. It is getting extremely physical around the basket. And DeWine, the guard for Yellow Springs, is asking the official, what are you going to call? What are you not going to call right now?
Sometimes officials get out of sync.
Brady Wildermuth, the Drew Sosby, top of the circle. He guns a long one. Might have been ill-advised early in that possession. Off to the right. Missed it badly. Rebound, Bulldogs. We've got a chance to get it to 1 or 2. 58 seconds to go in the third quarter.
A 5-point quarter all by Brady Wildermuth. No one else has scored for Jackson here in the third.
DeWine, midcourt. Hand off to Marinelli. Coming out to catch DeWine, 30 feet away. DeWine looks, lobs baseline left Taylor. Still 13 feet away, goes to work on Zorn. They want to post up Butler against Drew Sosby. What do we have? Offensive foul. Butler crashed into Drew Sosby. It looked like Butler had the corner turned. That might have been a poor call. Tell you what, Chuck. To me, the officiating errors here in the quarter evening out.
They're bad both ways.
There have been a few mistakes each side. They're not calling a very good game. Looked like Drew Sosby had not set up. He was moving. Butler got the corner turned. Offensive foul, though, Yellow Springs. 21 seconds to go, third quarter. Tigers up only 4 now after being up 16 previously. Deep right side, Bryce Sosby, 12 seconds to go. Tigers need a bucket here at the end of the third period. Here's Drew at long range, goes to work on Butler, foul line, shot fake, 14-footer, bingo! That's a big one. That's the end of the third quarter of play. Sosby
hit it with 1.5 remaining. Three periods in the books. Jackson Center 34, Yellow Springs 28. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The staff at Sydney Body Car Star understands that traffic accidents happen.
If you're involved in one, come to Sydney Body Car Star and relax. We'll take it from here.
Great growth in business led to recent expansion at Sydney Body Car Star, where you benefit from the very best collision repair technicians.
I take great pride in making sure that the details and color matches are exactly perfect.
Satisfaction guaranteed at Sydney Body Car Star.
Well, recently I had my vehicle there, and I was able to go online and view the progress they were making daily. This put my mind at ease and I was able to relax.
Using Sydney Body Car Star's advanced software program, AutoWatch, follow your car through the repair process from home.
Customers always come back and back and back at Sydney Body Car Star.
175 North Stolly in Sydney.
We're honest, we care, we're friendly and near. We're Car Star, relax.
We'll take it from here.
Phone 492-4783.
Here we go, the start of the fourth quarter on scoresbroadcast.com. Jackson Center ahead by 6, 34-28. Possession Yellow Springs. We enter play in the final 8-minute period. Jackson Center once led 26-10. You knew Yellow Springs would not go away. It's a club that's on a hot streak, playing extremely well, highly athletic. Kaner Butler, tough to stop out front. He plays wing. He'll post up. Isaiah Taylor posts up now. They get deep in zone, 12 feet away. Isaiah backs down in the paint. Almost shot it, didn't. Threw it to Clark in the corner. Clark out to Perry, near side to DeWine. Now Isaiah, he's down low far enough. He catches and scores with the left hand. Good ball reversal by Yellow Springs. That made the field goal happen. 34-30. Jackson Center's lead is 4. 7:23 to go here in the ballgame. Brady Wildermuth to Drew Sosby, 30 feet out. Drew crosses over, veers left, pulls up on the arc. Deep left corner three, but Jackson Center overshooting his guard. Weak side rebound, Taylor. He threw it the length of the court. Butler tried to save it, couldn't do it. He cruised out of bounds with the ball. Ethan Zorn is motioning to his chest. My bad, I shouldn't have taken that last shot.
I think what Butler's saying is, hey, I just got shoved, because he did. Two hands shoved him out of bounds.
1 minute gone, fourth quarter. 17 fouls in Yellow Springs, four in Jackson Center. 6:58 to go in the game. Here is Drew Sosby, top of the circle, foul line. Almost grabbed, gave it up to Brady Wilder, who's in the right corner. Out to Bryce Sosby, now to Drew. Drew into the top of the key to Bryce. Shot fake. Foul line extended right. Now to Wildermuth, right side of the floor. Baseline drive around two men. Tried to shoot it. Blocking foul against Yellow Springs in the act. Two free throws. Brady Wildermuth.
The official was halfway to a charge call before he changed it to the block. And I think the block was the correct call, but he was getting ready to go.
Brady Wildermuth needs these to push the lead. Back out to 6, 34-30. Jackson Center by 4. The shot by Brady's no good, way out.
He missed it. He's only 2 for 5 from the free throw line. That's un-Brady-esque.
Yep, not characteristic of his foul shooting, which has been strong all year. Second one by Brady. Good. 35-30. Jackson Center by 5. 6:32 to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes Butler down the floor for Yellow Springs. Boy, this Bulldogs club has mounted a big-time charge. The crowd for Yellow Springs behind us has really gotten into it. Here's Butler posting up Drew Sosby. 10 feet away, back to the basket, on the arc to DeWine. Picked up by Flatfoot. Got to Butler, baseline left. Shoots over Drew Sosby. Got it from 12 feet. That's a pretty easy one for him.
He's a heck of an offensive basketball player, that's for sure.
35-32, and there's no show-off either in Kaner Butler of Yellow Springs.
Just plays.
Plays within himself. Darn good athlete. Three-point lead, Jackson Center. Drew Sosby to Zorn, 30 feet away. Little pick and roll, Drew and Zorn. Zorn's got it straight on. Shot fake. Enters the paint to the cup. Hacking foul against Yellow Springs. Ethan Zorn gets two. How many fouls on Taylor? Chuck, 4?
That's his fourth.
Isaiah Taylor is fourth.
5 minutes and 48 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Tigers need every free throw from here on out. This is where the players on both teams, it is not a very, it's an incredibly inconsistent called game, but you got to keep your cool, because if you don't, you're not going to help your teammates.
And the officiating has been a little ragged. Free throw by Zorn on the way, missed it long. Rebound to Platford, who got it 18 feet out. Hands off to Drew Sosby, and he shuffled his feet just a little bit. The ref detected it. It's a walk. 5:44 to go in the fourth. 35-32. Jackson Center up three. Tigers have left a couple of points on the board at the free throw line here in the last moment. Outside the arc, DeWine of Yellow Springs, which can tie the game up with a triple. Top of the key, Butler. Butler picked up by Drew Sosby. Right side pass, Devin Perry. Perry on the bounce, gives it back up to DeWine. DeWine hangs on beyond the arc, flat foot on him. Into the corner, Butler. Butler against Drew, help coming from Zorn, forcing Butler to give it up. On top, handled there by DeWine with 5:08 to go in the game. Jackson Center up three, 35-32. Butler 30 feet out, starts to move. Drew Sosby reached in, got a mitt on the leather, and jerked it right away. Great steal. Drew down the floor into the corner. Out back to Platfoot. Now to Drew on the arc. Drew Sosby with those very quick hands just made a pickpocket. Inside to Brady Wildermuth. Twisting, turning, no. Got the rebound back. Got it from 7 feet away. 37-32. Jackson Center up five. 4:39 to be played. Marinelli tries a long triple. Short, no good. Yellow Springs misfired from long range. Sosby driven behind the back, coughed it up. Steal, Yellow Springs. Butler right over him. We got a defensive foul 10 feet from the hoop. Common foul on Brady. His third. Fourth. Oh, that's his fourth.
That's his fourth.
I missed one. Isaiah Taylor with four. Brady Wildermuth with four. 4:24 to go in the fourth quarter. 37-32. Jackson Center up five. And coming out, Brady Wildermuth for a very brief respite.
Yeah, he stuck his chest out and just made enough contact. They had to call it. He bumped him off. He's route.
Here's DeWine in the left corner. Gives it to Butler on the arc. Back to the basket. Butler carves out space in the lane. Turn around, six-footer. Oh, Drew Sosby nicked him on the wrist. It's a foul on Drew. He's got three. Two foul shots for Butler, who's dead-eye at the stripe. 4:18 to go in the fourth quarter. What a heck of a boys' Division IV regional championship game. The winner advances to the state final four, the semis, at the Schottenstein Center next Friday at 2. Butler, two foul shots here for Yellow Springs. Some quietness over the Trent Arena now. Butler, the left-hander, eyes the basket and missed it off the heel. Too much length on that one. Isaiah Taylor comes off for Yellow Springs while Wildermuth is out for Jackson Center.
I'm not saying he's a big kid, but three kids had to get up so he had a seat.
Second shot, Butler in the air, good. 37-33, Jackson Center by four. Team foul situation, Tigers are in the double bonus. 1-1 for Yellow Springs. Here's Drew Sosby, 30 feet away, goes to Platfoot in the corner. Platfoot on top to Bryce Sosby, left side pass to Zorn, who bounces into the top of the circle. Right wing, Bryce Sosby, guarded by Perry, 30 feet out. Bryce starts a drive. Pulls it back out. Gives to Zorn. Zorn to Drew Sosby. Shot fake around one man, around another. Running banker. Got it. What a play by Drew Sosby.
That was big.
Woo, big that bucket big. There. Out to six now. 39-33. 3.5 to go in the game. DeWine, head of the key for Yellow Springs. Gives it up right corner to Plummer. Back to DeWine. To Plummer. Plummer 21 feet out. Flat foot on DeWine, top of the circle. DeWine not about to shoot it from there, I don't think. Tigers give him room. Sag a little bit on Butler's got the ball in the corner. Now DeWine lets it fly. It bounces around and comes off. Nice rebound, Bryce Sosby, who got position. foul on the back foot Perry of Yellow Springs, and Bryce Soesby will total the strike, Chuck, with two free throws, maybe the two biggest foul shots of his young career.
Yeah, he's only a sophomore in a regional final. Yeah, I'd say they're big. Let's see what the kid's got in him.
3:11 to go here in this game. 39-33, Tigers up six, two foul shots, Bryce Soesby. The first is on the way. He buries it. 7-point lead regained the Jackson Center. Tigers led a 1 point late in that second quarter, 26-10. Yellow Springs close within three at 35-32. Bryce Soesby's got a pair. And the lead now for Jackson Center has swollen back out to eight, 41-33. 3 minutes to be played in the game. Tiger crowd on their feet in unison. Far side. Here's Taylor posting up for Yellow Springs. On the arc to DeWine. A long triple. Good! DeWine drops in a three ball. He wasn't guarded too well. Yellow Springs went cross court on the skip pass. And we're back to a 5-point game. And the Bulldogs get a timeout. 2:54 to go. Tigers up five on scoresbroadcast.com.
A master's in business administration from Bluffton University can make a big difference in your life.
I really benefited from the master's degree at Bluffton University. It opened doors for me for career opportunities and expanded my earning power.
Gene Heath, director of cancer care at the Upper Valley Medical Center, says the Bluffton program is convenient. Finish in 2 years, go one night a week.
I was able to continue my career, raise a family, and earn a master's degree all at the same time.
Take Bluffton MBA courses at Edison and Pickwick, Northwest State in Archbold, or the Bluffton main campus. Engage in interactive learning from outstanding university professors.
Career-minded adult students want collaboration in the classroom. This Bluffton program provides a rich, in-depth learning experience.
Phone 800-488-3257 or go to bluffton.edu. Under academics, click on degrees, then graduate programs.
Do it like I did in 2 years, just a class a week.
The Bluffton MBA with YOU in mind.
2 minutes and 54 seconds to go in this game. Jackson Center possesses a slim 5-point lead over Yellow Springs, 41-36. Bulldogs have never led. Tigers have got the ball in backcourt. 10 team fouls on Yellow Springs. Here comes Soesby up over the timeline. Drew to Zorn, 25 feet away. Coming out to catch, Brady Wildermuth. Tigers will run motion. Brady starts to drive, pulls it back out. Gives it up on the plate of Zorn. Tigers eat clock. 2.5 to go. 5-point lead, Jackson Center. Catching straight away, Brady Wildermuth. Throws to Blackfoot 30 feet out. He's guarded by Clark. Into the right corner to Brady. Now Blackfoot. Between the rings, it goes on the plate of Bryce Soesby. Left side to Drew. Drew being chased by Marinelli. Here's Blackfoot 30 feet out. Picks up his dribble. Needs help. Goes to Wildermuth. Near the Fairmont logo of midcourt. Brady starts to drive. Spins, pulls up, leaves it back out on the arc for Drew Soesby. 2 minutes to go. Tigers up five. Here's Zorn being doubled. Gets rid of it to Bryce. Bryce, the outlet man, goes near side to Blackfoot. Back to Bryce. Tigers continue to work the ball. Drew Soesby, now Bryce. Drew near center circle, begging for a foul. He gets it from Yellow Springs with a minute 46 to go. And Drew Soesby's got the double bonus. Tigers up five.
Well, I promise you there's some nerves on that bench because you got a freshman and a sophomore handling the basketball in a regional final game. That's got to bring some nerves to you.
And Yellow Springs, Chuck, simply waited too long. Those young men about whom you speak touched the ball. But the Bulldogs didn't foul them. They fouled Drew Soesby, who missed the first of two anyway.
He's only one of three. This is a terrible free throw shooting night for a team that usually shoots them very well.
Yep, it's a free throw shooting team above the 70 percentile. And Drew misfired each time. Each one was short. Some nerves setting in. Yellow Springs down five with the ball. A minute 38 to go. Brady Wildermuth with four fouls. Drew Soesby with three. Isaiah Taylor's got four for Yellow Springs. Here's Isaiah, 30 feet away. Three-point ball to Wine. Left it way, way short. Tracked down the rebound in the corner. He couldn't hang on, though. It goes out of bounds to Jackson Center.
Well, it's a 5-point game with 1:23. They do not need that three. I don't know why they don't get the ball to Butler. He is unstoppable when you give him the basketball.
DeWine made one, thought he could drain another. But, boy, you don't push the law of averages. You get it, like you say, Chuck, to your money man, Butler. Jackson Center, difficulty getting it in. Timeout, Tigers, 1:23 to go in the fourth. 41-36, Jackson Center leads on scoresbroadcast.com.
Honey, why does the doorbell ring when I turn on the kitchen lights?
I rewired that. It should work now.
No, it doesn't.
Don't rely on short-term fixes that need long-term solutions. A U.S. Bank Home Equity line of credit may help turn the equity in your home into lasting improvements. Visit a U.S. Bank branch, usbank.com/dreambig, or call 800-209-BANK.
Home sweet normal home.
Some restrictions may apply. Subject to credit approval. Mortgage and home equity products offered through U.S. Bank National Association, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Up the Jackson Center Tigers have it out of bounds, down to our left at the end of the floor, and you can bet Yellow Springs has gotten instructions from head coach Steve Grasso to foul a certain player or two, although Drew Sosby didn't connect in either try last trip there. Then Yellow Springs bombed away a three-pointer. It was no good, and the Tigers get it into play to Brady Wildermuth, 80 feet from the basket he's grabbed. Well, Brady's got two free throws, 1:21 left. Yellow Springs has no choice but to foul because Jackson Center is very adept at eating the clock.
6 of 14 from the free throw line.
And Jackson Center has missed 8. Well, this game could be out of hand, put away. The free throw by Brady Wildermuth is too hard. It hits the heel. And Jackson Center now has missed 9 free wins tonight. Still up 5, though. 1:21 to go. Second shot, Brady Wildermuth gets the knees in the air. No good again. The rebound, pinball to Isaiah Taylor of Yellow Springs. Bulldogs still with a chance. 1:14 to go. Taylor 30 feet out, picked up by Zorn. Taylor might try 3 from there. Nope, nearly did. Here's DeWine, back to Taylor. He'll try it this time. Missed it long. Rebound, Brady Wildermuth. And why Yellow Springs is not allowing Butler to get the ball, I will never know. Tigers get the rebound, a trip in backcourt. Sosby goes down hard. He's grimacing a little bit, grabbing that left wrist. Yellow Springs, Chuck, with over 1 minute left, down 5, launch 2, Hail Mary 3s. And neither one of them are the ones you want shooting the ball. Right. You want to get it to Kane or Butler. And he wasn't the man either. Trip down. 59.5 to go. And Jackson Center still in front 5. 41-36. Scoreboard has been stuck right there now for close to 2.5 minutes. Free throw by Sosby. It's in and out. Would you believe it? Still a 5-point game. 41-36. Again, 59.5 to go. Second shot to Drew. 1, 2, 3 dribbles. Makes it. Yep, it's a full two-possession game. 6 points. 42-36. Here comes DeWine. Into the forecourt. Top of the key. Around the screen from Taylor. Down the lane. Awkward shot. Rimmed out. No good. Brady Wildermuth gets the rebound from the top of the head of DeWine of Yellow Springs. Brady is yanked on the arm. He'll get two at the other end. And again, Yellow Springs with a trip down the court.
What kind of a shot was that? It was just a running throw.
And Butler, the best player on the squad, didn't touch the ball. Brady Wildermuth, free throw line, Jackson Center. 48.1 to go. 42-36 lead. We've got a timeout call by Yellow Springs. Tigers up 6. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville, owned by Adam Rice, reaches out to aid small businesses, providing high-tech computer solutions, PC and network repair, upgrades, tutoring, data recovery, data transfer, and more. And Adams Tech Solutions repairs mobile devices, including phones, handhelds, iPods, iPads. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, high-quality computer service on time. Phone 937-538-6948. Adam Rice, R-E-I-S-S, Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. Again, the winner advances on to the state Final Four next Friday at 2. at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Jackson Center Tigers hoping to advance. The girls not so lucky earlier today, losing 47-37 to Fostoria St. Wendland. The Jackson Center girls played their hearts out. They really did. An outstanding game, just could not make enough long-range jumpers. Had a couple good shooting streaks. They had to deal with 6'5", Fostoria St. Wendland post player, whose last name is Troike, Cameron Troike. 6'5", 240. She was low. Tigers simply could not handle her. She altered shots, blocked shots, and was outstanding all game long. Poured in 24. Jackson Center lost the 10, cut it to 3 early in the third, but just couldn't get it done. Nonetheless, a tremendous season for head coach Scott Dosick's club, 21-8. Well, while we were talking about the girls' game this afternoon, Chuck, Brady Wildermuth missed two more free throws for Jackson Center.
They've missed 9 free throws in the fourth quarter.
And what, double digits for the game?
Oh, yeah, easy.
It's still a 6-point contest. Yellow Springs rolls the ball to midcourt. Butler's got it 20 feet away. Goes left side to Clark. Now to Taylor. On top, DeWine. Butler posting up against Rusosby. Backs him down. Here's a double team. Butler fades. Missed it short. Rebound Brady. He's hammered on the arm with 37.2 to go. My goodness, it's rough in there right now. Two foul shots for Brady Wildermuth. 37.2 left. 42-36 Tigers. Free throw line, Brady Wildermuth. A couple shots here at the stripe.
This is a Jackson-centered game where they have the lead. They play great defense. They go to the free throw line and wrap it up. And tonight, they're not making free throws.
Yep. Jackson Center not sealing the deal. Brady Wildermuth way too long on another missed foul shot. Jackson Center, I think, has missed at least a dozen or 13 on the night.
Well, I think they missed 15 or 16.
Second free throw, Brady Wildermuth is again no good. Oh, and a rebound by Zorn. He went flying through the air and walked with the ball. 35.3 to go. Jackson Center still ahead by 6. 42-36. Here comes Yellow Springs up the floor. Midcourt, it's DeWine. 30 seconds left. DeWine, 30 feet out. Mirrors off to the right. Takes the handoff to Marinelli. Goes to Taylor. Backs up, shoots the three. A long high arc. It's in! It's in! And Yellow Springs gets a timeout. 24.5 to go. Yellow Springs was within 3 several minutes ago at 35-32. It's back down to 3. 42-39. With 24.5 remaining, and it is crunch time right now. It's been a heck of a game. Jackson Center led at one point, 26-10 in the second quarter. Yellow Springs cut into that by the halftime and has worked on the margin steadily here over the final two periods.
7-21 from the free throw line, 4-15 in the fourth quarter.
It's incredible. I'm sure Scott Elkert, head coach of the Tigers,
he won't sleep tonight if they lose this game.
He has never seen in the last 2 years of Jackson Center clubs foul shooting like this.
And they've all been two-shot fouls.
Yes.
They've only missed the front end of one and one once. The rest of them were two-shot fouls, missing them both.
And now the Tigers have got to get it in play. Brady Wildermuth with 4 fouls into Drew Sosby. He's bear hugged by the designated fouler, Marinelli. And Drew goes to the stripe. Tigers are bound to make a couple eventually.
That's what I've been thinking for the last 7 or 8.
42-39. Tigers lead, 23.6 to go. Sosby is handed the ball by the official. He shoots and drills it. Drew Sosby calmly knocks it in. 43-39, Jackson Center up 4. Isaiah Taylor back on the floor. Browning had been in there defensively. Taylor, who connected on the last 3 try for Yellow Springs, is back on the court. Sosby missed. No good. Hit the ring. Karen to the corner. Here comes Yellow Springs. 19 seconds to go. On the arc, it's Clark to Marinelli. 35 footer by Marinelli. Way off to the left. Brady Wildermuth, easy rebound, and a foul on Yellow Springs.
What a silly shot.
Amazing to me, Chuck, that Kaner Butler, best player all year for Yellow Springs, simply not getting the ball enough in the latter stages of this game. And as a result, Jackson Center continues to miss free throws, but Yellow Springs gains very little ground. Wildermuth with two more. 11.9 to go. He's pushed it. And the Tigers are up 5. 44-39. And a timeout has been called by Jackson Center. It's a full. A 5-point lead by the Tigers. Back in a moment on ScoresBroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
11.9 to go. Brady Wildermuth to seal the deal. He's at the stripe. Two free throws would make it a three-possession game.
Well, he made one, so he's got the second one here.
My mistake. He notched the first one before the timeout. This bucket would give the Tigers an even 6-point lead. And he's got it. Jackson Center up 45-39. Yellow Springs needs 2 3-point plays in the final 8 seconds. Here's DeWine to Taylor. Guns a three. 30-footer off to the right, no good. Rebound, Bryce Sosby. He's racked up in backcourt, and Jackson Center's going to win it. The Jackson Center Tigers advance to the state semifinal. Going to Columbus. Woo! Next Friday at 2. 2.5 left. Yellow Springs with too little too late. Jackson Center staves off the rally with very good half-court defense down the stretch. Thanks in part, Chuck, to the fact that Yellow Springs would not go to the go-to guy, Kaner Butler.
Not sure exactly what we were watching offensively from them, but you have to send them a thank you note.
Here's the free throw by Sosby. It is good. Bryce Sosby bounces it home to make it 46-39. Jackson Center Tigers lead it. Jackson Center led 14-8 after one. Tigers were up 27-16 at the halftime break. Up 34-28 at the end of three. And Jackson Center leads by 7. Great defense all night long. More balanced than usual in terms of scoring for Jackson Center. Chuck will give you the highlights momentarily. But not good free throw shooting by Jackson Center. But the Tigers will weather the storm because the balance in scoring and the excellent defense all night long was good enough to prevail. Bryce Sosby missed. Rebound Plummer of Yellow Springs, and that's it. The Tigers are off for the state final four, knocking off Yellow Springs tonight by a final tally of 46-39. The Tigers get it done here at Veteran Fairmont by 7. We'll return to bring you highlights and run down the scoring in a minute on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, market
markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCalle supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCalle Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness and hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown. It's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
What do customers say about Sydney Body Car Star? Do not waste your time going anyplace else. At Sydney Body Car Star, we repair all makes and models of cars and work closely with most insurance companies. Sydney Body Car Star offers towing assistance and rental car service. Accidents happen. Relax, we'll take it from here. Car Star, North America's auto body repair experts. Sydney Body Car Star at 175 Stolly in Sydney. Phone 937-492-4783.
So many thanks to CarStar, Sydney Body CarStar, Troy Body CarStar, two locations now for your convenience. American Architecture Glass in Fort Laramie on the web with us. Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney Body CarStar and Troy Body CarStar, as I noted. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the very best local sports page coverage around. Jackson Center Tigers seniors, Ethan Zorn, Drew Sosby, holding up the regional championship trophy just presented to them by the Southwest District Athletic Board, and now the net-cutting ceremony. The Tigers are off to the state Final Four to play next Friday at 2. Tremendous win by Jackson Center, which was on top, Chuck, from start to finish. Solid beginning to the game. A good warm-up shooting in that second quarter when the Tigers got nice balance.
Yeah, they scored really well in the second quarter. I mean, they're 14 and 13, 27 at the half. Scored 19 in the second half. The thing you have trouble overlooking right now, and if it was something that happened all the time, you'd be nervous about it. But 11 of 27 from the free throw line, that makes you a little bit nervous. This game could have been over 20 minutes ago, but missing the free throws. Thank goodness Yellow Springs was running some kind of offense that I just absolutely don't understand.
Yeah, why in the world Kane or Butler was not getting the ball in the last half of the fourth quarter for Yellow Springs, we will never know.
Not a clue, boy. That's who I would have had the ball in his hand.
Because down low within 7 or 8 feet, he's so athletic, you just about have to foul him to prevent him from making a bucket.
Well, he's left-handed. He gets in the lane. He elevates so well. He's shooting over top of you. I'm not going to mention names, but they had a couple of young men that took some shots that I just didn't understand.
17 points for Butler for Yellow Springs. Only one basket in the fourth quarter. I think he only took three shots.
Yeah, he didn't shoot it at all. And, DeWine hit a three. Taylor hit a three. That's the only two threes they had in the game. They went to the free throw line only six times. That'll get some complaining from the Yellow Springs people.
Yeah.
But they made five of six.
Did Boozer score, Chuck?
Boozer didn't score.
But Blackfoot and
Zorn had a big three in the second quarter when they ran it up.
So did Bryce.
And Bryce Sosby had a two, and he had three for four from the free throw line.
Yeah.
And that was good. And then they got, Drew Sosby only had 9 points. That's definitely low for him.
Yeah.
But they had 19 out of Brady and 10 out of Ethan Zorn.
But Jackson Center clearly got just enough balance to force Yellow Springs to play the Tigers honestly at the defensive end. They didn't want to, but once Bryce Sosby and Ethan Zorn and Trent Blackfoot made shots early in this game, Chuck, Yellow Springs had no choice but to respect the Tigers, all of them, and that opened up the game a little bit for Drew Sosby and Brady Wildermuth. The Tigers prevail by 7, 46-39. If Jackson Center makes a higher percentage of free throws, Chuck, this is a 15-16 point game.
If they make six more, we're not even talking about the game. Another thing that kind of puzzles me was they made their comeback when they went to that half court trap.
Yep.
Never went to it again.
Discontinued it.
Never went back to it.
Wow. Tigers win it, leading by 11 at the half. Final difference is 7. The third quarter was when Yellow Springs began to mount a charge, outscoring Jackson Center 12-7 in the third. In the fourth period, it was 12-11 in favor of Jackson Center by 1 point. Isaiah Taylor hit a big three in the fourth quarter for Yellow Springs. So did, was it Clark or?
No, it was DeWine.
DeWine chucked one in as well. But Yellow Springs tried too many Hail Mary threes from the wrong players.
The wrong players and deeper than you needed to even think about shooting the ball. There was still time.
Yep.
I don't know.
A lot of pressure.
Thank you. There was a ton of pressure.
Uh-huh.
And these are even the seniors are still kids.
The great, great season for Yellow Springs. A surprise. Bolting right out of the Troy sectional. Knocking out Powerhouse Tri-Village by a point. Advancing all the way to the regional championship game. And finishing up 20-7 on the year. Jackson Center now 24-4. A terrific campaign for the Tigers. One Jackson Center girls team all the way to the state semifinal before bowing out today. And right on the ladies' heels, here come the Jackson Center boys in the state semifinal next Friday.
Well, the shot's going to see another bunch of orange and black next Friday, that's for sure.
Chuck, who do we give our Clancy's to once again?
Well, I'm going to give it to Brady Wildermuth. I mean, he had 19 points. I know he missed a lot of free throws, but quite honestly, he was a handful out there and played really well with four fouls.
Yep, he was dynamite. On Wapak Avenue in Sydney, it's Clancy's. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Well, photo ops for the Jackson Center team right now at midcourt. Net cutting over, hardware presented, and taking a look at the group to our right, all smiles, the two seniors, middle of the front row on their knees, Drew Sosby, Ethan Zorn. And they both played tremendously well here tonight in knocking off Yellow Springs.
I'll tell you what, Zorn had 10 points in the first half. He ended with 10 with the game, but he was a force in the first half. And Bryce Sosby and Trent Platfoot in an incredibly pressure-packed and good defensive team coming out and putting pressure on them, handled the basketball. They only turned the ball over 5 times for the game.
Amazing. Ethan Zorn, super defensive job. He was botting up on Isaiah Taylor quite a bit of the night and stood his ground just fine.
Well, yeah, when Brady picked up that second foul, and I'm thinking that's trouble in the first half. And Zorn did a real nice job. I mean, he gave up 6 points to him in the second quarter. That's not too bad when you're outweighed by about 100 pounds.
Right. We might be able to get head coach Scott Elkert for just a moment. Again, group photos now at midcourt. So many thanks to new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Francis Schulze Company in Rushi. Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi. Both proudly supporting the region's high school academic and athletic programs promoted by scoresbroadcast.com. FrancisSchulze.com, S-C-H-U-L-Z-E, SuperiorAluminum.com, both on the web. So many thanks to Doug Borchers at Superior Aluminum, and Ken Francis at Francis Schulze. Chuck, let's take a quick one-minute break. We'll return with head coach Scott Elkert, hopefully, when we come back. Jackson Center on to the state final four, winning by 7, 46-39 over Yellow Springs on scoresbroadcast.com.
When your car is down, get a lift from Sydney Car Care.
My husband and I have tried a lot of car repair shops. Without any question, we are most satisfied with Sydney Car Care.
Sydney Car Care repairs all makes and models of cars and trucks, foreign and domestic.
Todd Brown, Corey Shreves, their quality workmanship is second to none.
I just want people to come in here and get to know Corey and I. We truly enjoy repairing cars. We'll treat your car like we would our own.
Todd and Corey at Sydney Car Care total more than 40 years of outstanding automotive work for you, the customer.
You just can't beat Sydney Car Care.
Bob Barno has been bending pipe and putting exhaust systems on for the last 30 years in this building. It could be a $30 quick fix up to a custom exhaust system on your 65 Vet or whatever. He's just the best exhaust guy around, period.
Formerly McLean Service Center, Sydney Car Care is at 1080 4th Avenue in Sydney between the hospital and drive-in.
They give your cars the best care at Sydney Car Care. It just makes sense. Dollars and cents.
Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Prompt and priced right. Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
You're a Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
Again, so many thanks to our fine underwriting sponsors here tonight with us all day long from the Schottenstein Center in Columbus and from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. As Jackson Center boys win tonight by 7 over Yellow Springs to advance to the state final four next Friday at 2. Webcast time at 3:40 next Friday. Jackson Center girls were beaten this afternoon by 10, 47-37. Final score not indicative of the closeness of that game. Jackson Center girls were within 3 at one point early in the third quarter at 26-23. But the Jackson Center girls had a terrific season. Head coach Scott Dosick's team wound up 21-8. Graduated, or will graduate, 3 seniors off that club this spring. Peyton Nesser, Pauline Meyer, Nicole Thote. But kudos to the Jackson Center girls. What a tournament run as the Tigers won 11 of their last 13 games, which included that state semifinal loss to Fostoria St. Wendland today, 47-37. The boys tonight victorious over Yellow Springs, leading from start to finish, 46-39. And Chuck, it was so important for Jackson Center to get out of the gate quickly. Great start. The defense blanketed Yellow Springs, and the Bulldogs, I don't think, got a point for the first 5 minutes plus of this game and got behind from the get-go.
They did, and I mean, if it wasn't for Butler, the game might have been over at halftime.
Yep.
But held Yellow Springs to 39 points. What are the average on the season, do you know?
They were in the mid-50s.
Okay, so, I mean, and 32, so they gave up 71 points in their two regional games. Pretty impressive.
Yep, extremely impressive indeed. We're waiting for Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert. We might be able to chat with him for just a minute or two. I'm sure he's been stopped by a few media people en route from the floor. to the locker room. He's out of our sight right now.
Well, you always want to spend time with your kids after you win a game like that. Too.
Sure, indeed. And we made the request that we may not be able to get him. We will keep it afloat here for a couple more minutes. So many thanks to these additional underwriting sponsors today on scoresbroadcast.com, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney, go to the website for more savings at goffneyfurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? The In-Between, just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. And Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, 8 expanding divisions. Excellent workmanship at Wells Brothers. These new underwriting sponsors, as we noted, Primary Eye Care Associates, on the web at primaryeyecare.org. 5 convenient locations in Fort Loramie, Sydney, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris. Saturday morning appointments are taken, weeknight appointments too. Most insurance plans, accepting new patients, taking care of your vision and eye health for a lifetime. 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care. And Sydney Car Care, 4th Avenue, between the drive-in theater and the hospital in Sydney. Affordably priced, very prompt, honest with you. Stop in and tell Todd Brown and Corey Shreves you heard about Sydney Car Care right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Sydney Car Care, with over 40 years of outstanding automotive workmanship between Todd and Corey, they will do you right at Sydney Car Care. Call to make an appointment, 492-9495, 492-9495 at Sydney Car Care. Chuck, let's take one more one-minute break. If we don't see sight of Scott, we will call it quits. Jackson Center boys win the night by 7. The girls lost earlier today in the state semis by 10. Jackson Center boys advance to the state semifinal next Friday at 2. Tigers win the night by 7, 46-39 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on-site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Again, a great effort tonight by the Jackson Center Tigers. The boys team triumphant, defeating Yellow Springs. We thought it would be an uphill battle, Chuck. Believe it or not, Jackson Center had its way with Yellow Springs, leading late in the second quarter by a 26-10 count. We knew this was not going to be a 16-point blowout. We knew Yellow Springs possessed so much firepower, they would come back strong, and they did.
Well, that was a great start, though, for Jackson. That's the kind of, if you're playing a team that might be a little more athletic than you,
yep,
what you do is you get a lead like that and then hold on. That's what they did. If they would have made free throws, we could have breathed easier much earlier in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, and maybe because the Tigers were leading in the waning seconds, the concentration at the stripe wasn't as good as it should have been. But Jackson Center was missing them earlier than the final moment of the game when the contest was still hanging in the balance. But I'm sure that will be a point of emphasis between now and next Friday, the foul shooting for the Jackson Center Tigers. I thought the orange and black did a great job on the backboards, Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, they actually had an advantage. Yellow Springs did not have an offensive rebound in the second half.
My goodness.
And Jackson had four, six for the game. So they out-rebounded them for the game, which is kind of incredible.
That is incredible. And when you got the mountain inside in Isaiah Taylor, and clearly Yellow Springs became frustrated as this game wore on. Taylor was popping outside, shooting long balls. I know three-point shooting is not the expertise of Kaner Butler, the best player for Yellow Springs, but he was not getting the basketball down the stretch of this game.
No, they didn't give him the ball. He had 17 points and only three in the fourth quarter.
Keep in mind now, our next webcast next Friday at 1:40 from the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. Still waiting on Jackson Center head coach Scott Elkert. I don't believe we're going to catch up with him. He is, oh, here he comes. My goodness. An appearance. Yep, he has talked to many media folks. He's getting congrats and high fives from fans and spectators who've hung around to shake his hand and reward him. And he may acknowledge us. He's still down at the end of the floor, some 40, 50 feet away from us. But I've got to ask him about the defensive job his Tigers did. Zorn, I thought, was super. Ethan Zorn's not a big man, but he knows technique, and he used that defensive technique to his benefit in this game tonight.
Well, I mean, Taylor's only 2 inches taller than him, but he's got him by about 100 pounds. I think that was the difference right there. It was a good effort. Offensively, I thought in the first half, that's probably as well as Jackson can play. And then in the second half, the defense just really shut them down. I think Scott wants to get on the bus and go home. Jack's being persistent. I think he just wants to go home, so not sure what we're going to get here, but and probably not too many of you still listening to me. Most of you probably went to bed, which is kind of where I need to go, so hopefully we go home soon. But here comes Jack, and he might have convinced Scott to come down. So here we go.
Jackson Center girls beaten this afternoon, 47-37. The boys victorious tonight, final score 46-39. Jackson Center boys pull it out. Outstanding defensive effort again, Coach. I know that is a constant for your club. Yeah. I thought Ethan Zorn was given a tough assignment at times. Brady Willem was on the bench.
Yep.
He's using technique to body up down inside against Isaiah Taylor. Everybody defensively rock solid.
Ethan had a whale of a game in every phase. You know what I mean? Came out, got a great offensive start, his hustle plays. So I'm very happy for him. You know, he had offensively here over the last few games up until Tuesday, he had struggled and he lost a little bit of confidence. But, man, he came out tonight ready to play. And like you said, just the fact that he could switch over to Taylor and guard him the way he did is a tribute to his determination to get out of here.
And Trent Platfoot and Bryce Sosby made some points to force Yellow Springs to respect your entire five.
That's right. And those guys are capable of that. And we've been trying to tell Trent to shoot it all the time. And he never took a shot after that.
Oh,
I'm like, shoot the ball.
He's a good shooter.
Yes, he is.
Good shooter. That's the wrong score sheet by mistake.
I don't care.
Wow. Rebounding. Not one offensive rebound on the glass for Yellow Springs in the second half. Again, technique.
Yep.
It's not all about height. It's about positioning, hustle, instinct.
Yeah, well, we talked about that after our Tuesday game because we got hurt on the offensive glass.
Yep.
And we said in these type of games, you can't afford to give up that many second, third chance opportunities. So that was a key focus tonight coming into the game was our rebounding, and the kids responded well. That's great. That's what we needed.
I know you had so much respect for Yellow Springs, a team with a lot of firepower. You got out of the gate a good start.
Yeah.
You put the defensive whammy on them. They didn't score for 5 minutes. Tremendous beginning, 26-10 lead for you at one point. You knew they'd come back strong.
Yeah, I mean, in games like this, that's just how it goes.
Yeah.
You know, being up that much catches you a little bit by surprise. Our guys probably weren't ready for that. And then, like you said, we had to, you know, we had to dance around some foul trouble basically the entire game. You know, we play six typically, so, you know.
Brady was mighty strong inside. He took punishment. Boy, I imagine your young men are battered and bruised.
Yeah, probably, but I think they feel pretty good inside. So.
Head coach Scott Elker, Jackson Center Tigers.
Thanks, guys.
Big win tonight. Look forward to seeing you at the state tournament next Friday. Woo! What a tremendous victory by the Jackson Center boys tonight, knocking out Yellow Springs by a final score of 46-39. Yep, it's off to Columbus next week. Who would have thought, Chuck, we'd have a girls' team and a boys' team, both from Shelby County, in the state Final Four. Not only two, but both from the same community.
That's impressive. And I'm traveling to Florida. I have to admit that I made plans long before this, but I'll be listening.
Well, we will do our best to get the game covered next Friday at the Schottenstein Center in Columbus. So many thanks to John Hemp Imagery, along with us here at Courtside, taking photos for you. What a game. Jackson Center with a big win tonight over Yellow Springs. The Tigers with the better record, ranked all year long. Team speed going to Yellow Springs for sure, but Jackson Center's defense rose to the occasion. That was the difference in the game again, as it was when Jackson Center beat Southeastern in the regional semifinal.
Well, when you go into the regionals and you play two teams as good as they played and you give up 71 total points, you've done something really well.
Free throw shooting, a point of emphasis for the Tigers this week, I'm sure, as they ready themselves for play against their state semifinal opponent coming up next Friday. Brett Gish has been our scorers, broadcast.com chief engineer, Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. We've got one more game to go at least next Friday night, or I should say next Friday afternoon at 2 p.m. in Columbus, Jackson Center in the boys Division IV state semifinal. Jack Kramer reminding you that the Jackson Center girls were beaten this afternoon by Fostoria St. Gwendolyn, 47-37. No shame in that. Outstanding 6'5 player for Fostoria, Cameron Troike, pumped home 24 points, 6 feet 5 inches tall. The Tigers gave it their all, played exceedingly well, came close, just did not quite make enough shots. Overwhelming size for Fostoria St. Gwendolyn, the big advantage this afternoon. But again, congrats to the Lady Tigers, led by seniors Peyton Esser, Pauline Meyer, and Nicole Folk. Final score once again here tonight from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, Jackson Center boys 46, Yellow Springs 39. This is scoresbroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.